So now when we talk about America, we see this refugee resettlement program, right? And everybody's for it. All the liberal groups, many church groups, many, of course, the media, Mr. Obama, and all these groups saying, let's bring more and more and more and more refugees in. Why? And I call it a Trojan horse because Islam is different and Muslims are different than any other group that is coming in because they have this thought out doctrine. So what do we see with the refugee resettlement? Very quick, let me cover counterterrorism. You have the FBI, Homeland Security, counterterrorism saying, listen, when it comes to Syrian refugees, Iraqi refugees, Somali refugees, North African refugees, we can't vet them, not because we don't have a vetting process, but because there is no data collection process because these countries are in turmoil. And yet Obama and the media and the interfaith groups keep telling me and others, listen, these are the most vetted people that are coming into the country, and that is absolute nonsense. Here's the head of the FBI, director of the FBI last year, James Comey. We can only query against that which we have collected if someone has never made a ripple in the pond in Syria in a way that gets their identity or their interest reflected in our database. We can query our database until the cows come home, but there will be nothing showing up because we have no record of them. Who are you going to believe? Mr. Obama, the media, the interfaith groups, or the head of the FBI? Here's another source out of Homeland Security. By the way, Homeland Security is actually the group that is tasked with the vetting process, not the FBI. The FBI does the cleanup once they're here and if they get into trouble, which I'll cover just in a minute. Phil Haney, whistleblower, forced out of Homeland. You know why he was forced out of Homeland? Because he was investigating Muslim groups and Islamic centers, and under pressure from the Department of State and the Office of Civil Rights for the Department of Homeland Security, they shut down his investigation. He was actually investigating the mosque in San Bernardino and what's called the Diobandi movement, and he believes that his investigation would have led to the terror attacks in California and prevented them. They actually went in and not only shut down his investigation, they destroyed all the evidence. This is criminal. He wrote an open letter to Congress on December 15th, and here's what he said. This investigation could possibly have prevented the attacks, the California attacks, by identifying as perpetrators Saeed Farouk and Tashfin Malik based on their associations with these groups, particularly that mosque and the Diobandi movement. This investigation, he goes on to say, was stopped, now watch this, because the administration told us the civil rights of the foreign nationals we were investigating could be violated. You go, what? We're more worried about the civil rights of the foreign nationals than we are about the American people? Treason, I say. He goes on to say, based on what I've seen in the Department of Homeland Security, I no longer have confidence this administration can adequately vet or screen refugees or immigrants from Islamic countries. This administration has a deadly blind spot when it comes to Islamic terrorism. That's the only place I disagree with him. I believe it's intentional. It is not willing to allow proper vetting or screening of refugees or immigrants from Islamic countries. Congress must take action to defend the security of the American people. We haven't seen that because most in Congress don't have guts, or they're being pressured or whatever else is going on. Finally, this administration has handcuffed law enforcement officials tasked with vetting these individuals appropriately, and that places the American people in danger. We're almost done here, folks. We have 85,000 refugees that are slated for America. Over 10,000 Syrians are slated by September. They are now interviewing, as we speak, 600 Syrian refugees a day in Jordan. 600. How do you vet 600 a day? The answer is, you can't. You can't. It's absolute lunacy. We have 800 a month that are coming in from Somalia. And last year, we had over 40 who were arrested for either trying to fight with the Islamic State or al-Shabaab or recruit for them. We have examples of refugees who have then turned bad. Paris attacks, Belgian plot with Syrian refugees. Jihadist attacks in Belgium that recently happened involving Muslims. Some of them were refugees, or the ones who were supporting them were refugees and protecting them. We have the attacks in California, at least 14 killed. Of course, we know that Tashfin Malik, the woman, came on a K-1 visa, that she at least lied on her application three times, and there's very little scrutiny for these applications. We have recently two Muslims arrested down in Texas and California for planning to attack malls in Texas. We have recently, I was in Idaho, a Uzbeki refugee named Fazlidin Kurbanov, who was planning on attacking military bases and civilian targets, and fortunately was caught by the FBI and recently sentenced to 25 years. This is just the tip of the iceberg. We can give many more examples. And the notion that we don't have a problem with refugees, when I talk to my FBI contacts and they say 95% of our cases coming in that we have to investigate are Muslims. Yet they're handcuffed from being able to consider Islamic doctrine or jihad, and therefore it's workplace violence or they went Looney Tunes. 190 communities are being targeted. Guess what? Mostly conservative, Republican-leaning, red communities. Not an accident. There's no consultation or oversight from Congress. Really? Yes. Who decides? What's the process? The United Nations picks them. We don't pick them. They work with the State Department. The State Department works with the White House. The State Department contracts with local NGOs or VOLAGs, voluntary agencies, who get big money to bring them in. No oversight from Congress, no oversight from the state governors, no oversight from the state legislators. And oh, by the way, you and I have to pay tax dollars to support these refugees coming in. And we have no representation, therefore we have taxation without representation and all the national security concerns that I already mentioned. According to my source in Homeland, massive fraud. We now know ISIS has passport-making machines to produce Syrian passports, because all the buzz is about the Syrian refugees. Birthdays are fraudulent. A third coming into Europe and some coming to America have no fingerprints because they've burned them off. This is so broken, it's not even funny. And the White House calls the refugees new Americans. They have a plan for them to seed, according to the White House, these communities. And you know, there's funding sources for this movement by non-government agencies, the globalists like George Soros, Bill Gates, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Group, and the younger guy is actually the president of the International Rescue Committee, giving an award to George Soros, who's funding this. Thank you, George Soros, for giving money for us to bring these refugees in to destabilize our country. And so-called Christian charities that I'll bring up in just a second are getting $1.5 to $2 billion every year from our tax dollars to bring refugees in. And that money is not going for the refugees. That money is going in their pockets. Here's the nine agencies, including World Relief, U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, on and on and on. They're on the screen there, folks. World Relief, we audited their taxes in Idaho. They reported $6 million of revenue in 2014. Over $5 million went to payroll. Every person on their payroll gets a six-figure salary. They're getting $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 from every refugee they're coming in. And what's sickening, in my opinion, is they're claiming to be Christian. How do we act as the Christian groups in the Christian church if we're taking money from the government? And one of my friends who works for WorldNet Daily actually audited, did a Freedom of Information request on their contract with the government and found out that they are permitted, they're not permitted from sharing the gospel or evangelizing these Muslims when they come in. They can't give them Bibles, they can't recommend churches, because it will violate their contract with the government. Yet if the Muslim's asking for a Quran, that's permissible. I believe this is outrageous. I believe this is outrageous. I gotta move on. So as I wrap up, and again, I know it's a lot of information very fast, this is why we're so concerned. This is why we're concerned about what is happening in our nation, what is happening in Europe. It's a spiritual issue, but there's practical issues. So as I said last night,